Thank you so much, and happy Purple Friday.
Absolutely. Hey, give us an idea. There's so much excitement and energy around this huge game, not just for the city of Baltimore, but the whole area. It's seeped down here into the Washington area. How does something like an AFC championship game at MNT, expected to be watched by millions, help boost the city and the state on the national stage?
Well, I mean, this is huge, and it's not just huge economically. What it's going to mean when we have people who are downtown and flooding into Baltimore to watch this team play, it's also huge psychologically. You're watching the success that the Ravens continue to show for. This is the most complete team in football. It's the most exciting team in football, and it's just once again showing that in Maryland, you know, we're producing winners here. And so watching what they're doing this year and what they're going to do on Sunday is thrilling, not just for Baltimoreans, but frankly for everyone in the state.
Governor, it is amazing, and I think you might agree with this, and I'd like to know what you think it is about football, even postseason football, that unites people when we seem to be so divided these days as a country on so many fronts right now.
It's one of the beautiful things about the sport, right, is that you watch people who are coming from different backgrounds, different political ideologies, different income levels, who all will come together and cheer and root for the same thing. We're all coming together and saying, I want to watch, you know, the MVP Lamar Jackson put on a great game. I want to watch the NFL's best defense completely put a stop on Patrick Mahomes. This is a way for giving us something to distract us from the everyday, from the divisiveness, and say we all have a chance to unite around this. And so watching what the Ravens have done, watching what football has the capacity and sports has the capacity to do, it has a chance to bring people together who might not have had an opportunity to get to know each other. And that's what we're seeing here with this Baltimore Ravens playoff run.
One of the great things to be able to talk to you is you're more than just a casual football fan. You are really into the NFL and obviously into the Ravens. Talk a little bit about what was the thing that excited you most about this great run the Ravens had this season?
And I tell folks, like, I am not a part-time fan. Like, this is my thing. I look at these games like I'm looking at game film myself. I play college football. I love this sport, and I love this team. And the thing I love about them is that they were just built the right way. We got a coach who is literally a special teams coach and has turned himself into one of the best coaches, not just in the NFL now, but arguably, especially if they can win this championship, just a top coach in NFL history in John Harbaugh, that we have a quarterback who many people passed over because they said, you know, he's not an NFL quarterback. They make him a running back. And now he's about to win his second MVP, and that's Lamar Jackson, that we have a team that is drafted so well. And so this team is well-constructed. This team plays hard. They play together. They play aggressive, and they play hungry. And so I love this team, not just for what they're doing for Baltimore and what they're doing for Maryland, but as a football fan, I love watching these guys play.
How about this fun wager that you have with the governor of Kansas? Tell us about this. Missouri.
No. And I tell Governor Kelly's one of the biggest Chiefs fans that I know. I mean, I remember the first time I met her, she was talking about her Chiefs, and I continue hearing her talk about it. So as her Chiefs now are coming to Baltimore, I'm excited to reach out and put out a wager to her and let her know that while we're saying that, you know, we're going by Crust by Mac, which is an extraordinary place in Baltimore that has some great crab pies, while that is the bet that we've put forward, I do not expect to be sending any crab pies over to my friend Governor Kelly, because she's going to be sending me some amazing Midwest delicacies that I'm looking forward to eating.
Governor Moore, you can come back to WTOP and talk to us anytime. We appreciate it. And stuff other than football, too.
I would love it. I still appreciate everything you're doing. And go Ravens.
Go Ravens.
Thank you, Governor.